yeah. Move your waist, girl. You could be Nas's angel. You could be Charlie's angel. You could be Nas's angel.
Hey, yo, that man said, women shaped like horses, I got them. Shout out to Nazir Jones, man. Happy 50th birthday, my brother in Christ. I want to bring to the stage, y'all, one of the Twitter OGs, man. Me and this guy go way back. I'm talking about way back, like Blackberries. Y'all remember the Blackberry Pearl, the Blackberry Curve, fucking Blackberry Messenger. Twitter Berry, all the original OG Twitter apps. We go way back since then, man, and it's time. It's time to do this for the culture, man. A lot of people been asking for this, so had to reach out to my guy. But I want to welcome to the Some Dude Show, the co-host of the Joe Button Podcast. And he's also the regional store manager at Foot Action. One of the OGs, man. Officially Ice, brother. Welcome to the show, bro.
Oh, man, thank you for that intro, bro. Thank you. That was hilarious, man. Took me back with the Blackberry joint, the bold and the old apps. Oh, man, I'm sitting here cracking up like, damn, Blackberry.
Been a minute. The Blackberry game, the Blackberry Messenger game, like that was OG Twitter.
Ooh, BBM was a wild time.
It was a wild time with the Blackberry Messenger pin numbers and shit.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you, bro, like,
what's up?
You're really a success story, bro. Like, you went from Foot Action sales mm-hmm. associate, right, mm-hmm. to co-hosting mm-hmm. probably the number one podcast in the culture, man, for a long time running. Like, you're a real American dream, my brother. How does it feel, bro?
Actually, I still be processing that, to tell you the truth, man, because I don't look at it that way. You know what I mean? Like, I'm doing this with my friends. Like, we've been doing this before the cameras were sitting there. We'll go sit at the house and do the exact same thing we do sitting there on them couches.
So it's not a little work. Bit. You don't feel like
no, work. It's not work. It's not work. Like, I'm extremely blessed solely because it's not work. Like, it took, the only difference is the cameras. Is now, yo, you got millions of people watching and listening, and so you might have to watch what you say a little bit, but my familiarity with Joe and Ish go damn near 20 years. Parks is probably at least 12 to 15 years, somewhere in that range. So this is not work to me.
And that's very unique, man, because in this podcast space now, what I see going on is a lot of shows that I feel like they're forcing these partnerships, they're forcing these duos or trios. But y'all mm-hmm. do have something very organic, and that's why I think that shit really works so well.
Yeah, that is 100% why it works. Like, Joe's told us, me particularly, I want to say it was like 2015, yo, start a podcast. I'm like, man, I don't like all that. I don't like attention. So, no, I don't want a podcast. I don't want to be on no videos. I don't want to do none of this. Joe used to pull, I tell the story all the time. If you go look on YouTube, them old Joe Button TV videos, like, we would be sitting around kicking it. Joe pull the camera out and start recording the conversation. And a couple of us will be like, yo, man, come on, go ahead. Yo, go. I'll turn that camera somewhere else.
Yeah.
Like, go point on them. They'll do it for their camera. Like, me, there's a couple of the other homies that was always around that was not really cool with the camera thing because that comes with unwanted attention. I was never an attention seeker to where I'm getting recognized in public. I'm still adjusting to that. And I've been on this pod now for a good, it's going on, we're approaching 3 years.
That leads me into my question. Like, how has your life changed now that you are considered a public figure? Because I know for me, like, my momentum has been building even recently, and that shit is kind of creepy when people start to notice you out in public when you with your lady or your kids. Like, the shit kind of creepy, bro.
Creepy is an understatement because I'm always private. You know what I mean? Like you can't find a picture of my daughter on the internet. Maybe the back of her head or something, or her face blur. But like, now I got people that see me that might see me out with her. You know, one day I'm dropping her off at school and I'm walking out And a dude who taking his daughter to school is sparks up a conversation with me and tell me he do music and can I send you some music? So I will say I'm lucky that all of my interactions being spotted out haven't been as weird as I expected them to be. Everybody's been cool. A lot of people been respectful. Like, I've had people say, yo, dog, I see you with your daughter. I know how you are. Like, can I just get a pic? You know, no disrespect. And because you approach it that way, sure, no problem. I haven't had no weirdos. Like, I was under the assumption that it's a lot of weirdos out there. I haven't come across them yet. So it's really cool. It's actually been fun. I walk in stores and people recognize me, and you know, it's a little comes some perks sometimes. So I like it.
Oh yeah, it's definitely I tell people the same thing. I just, like, it's definitely the perks really do be perking, bro.
Man, yo, I don't be waiting no more. Like, I used to wait. I used to go here, yo, you gotta wait. Now it's like, oh, yo, come on, we got you, bro. Come on in. All right, cool, good looking. So it's a lot of that stuff I like. And I, like I said, I haven't had any of the weird stuff happen yet. I know it's out there. I don't want to put it in the air, but, you know, it's cool. It just took some adjusting, more so just strangers seeing you and knowing you before you see them. Like, I'm walking out my mom's crib. She has some Verizon tech over there. And I'm like, yo, I'll take care of it. I'm walking out there to make sure he's done. And I knocked on the window like, yo, fam, you good? Like, is there anything I got to sign? And his eyes lit up. He was like, oh, yo, look, and showed me his phone. He's watching the pod.
Oh, man.
And we just both bust out laughing, though. It wasn't a weird thing at all. Just, he was like, yo, I'm literally sitting here catching up before I go to the next stop. So stuff is cool.
I'm the same way, man. Like, I'm in a low-key nice community, but it's like when I'm in my garage working out and the Amazon guys pull up or certain people, like, I'm an introverted dude, private dude like you. So it's kind of like when I'm at the crib, I'm kind of paranoid as well when I see people, because it's like a safety thing with me where it's like you see shit that happened to Pop Smoke and different guys where it's like, I feel like it's a security thing too, where people might know where you live. And we've seen all type of weird shit on the internet when it comes to that.
Absolutely.
So it's good that you staying low key. So when did you start to realize how serious this podcasting shit really is?
Oh, when I could say something small and it has, like, all right, we go back to the Twitter days. We say something on there, it might, you know, it might resonate. It might, the artists themselves might hear it or whatever the case may be. But it wasn't like this. Like, I start to realize every little thing you say on here makes waves, no matter what. I'm getting calls from folks like, yo, dog, you said this. And I'm like, damn, fam, it was in joke. Or, we cool over here. We still cool. But it's just like, it's a lot of people listen to it. That's what I'm realizing. In different demographic. I got in my elevator one day, to go down to my garage. And there's a lady on the elevator, and this lady had to be every bit of 60, mid-60s, maybe older. You know, black women look great as they age. So she might have even been older. She's standing there looking at me. She's like, oh, my God, you know who you look like? You look like, and I think she can tell me I look like one of her son's friends or something like that, or grandson friend. So I'm like, no. She said, oh, no, that's not you. I thought you were somebody else. I'm like, who? She said, I thought you were Ice. And I laughed because I had my chain on. And I just pointed at my chain. She's like, oh, my God, I'm such a huge fan. And that messed me up. I'm like, lady, why are you listening to the pod? And then I'm like, damn, I be cursing. Like, I don't curse. I'm from that era. Like, you don't curse around your elders. So now I'm looking at this lady like, damn, you be hearing me. So it's kind of dope.
Because speaking of the demographic, like, y'all got millions of viewers, man. So like you said, y'all tapping into people. It's people tapping into y'all that's from other countries. So I'm sure when you go on vacation, like, I was in Mexico and somebody recognized me one time. And I was like, bro, I'm not even at that level. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm grinding, doing my shit. But that's when I realized, like, the internet has made the world so small.
Absolutely. I was in Dominican Republic in June and out there chilling, getting recognized. And I'm just like, damn, like, no matter where I go at this point, somebody says something. I'm in the supermarket, regular, low key, chilling, dressed like a bum. I dress bad anyway, but dress worse than that. And here goes somebody like, oh shit, but they so cool. Like, that's the thing I've been noticing. People been so cool that I respect everybody that has approached me. It's like, yo, dog, I just want to say, they don't blow the spot up. Yo, dog, I just want to say, I love the show. I love what y'all doing. Salute. Like, that's the best feeling in the world right there, bro. Like, no, because it comes from so many different type of people.
You remember the scene in Coming to America where Akeem was at the basketball game in the garden and he went to the restroom and my man said, oh, I can't believe it. Like, that shit happened to me at a restaurant with my lady, bro. And that's when I knew, like, oh, shit. Like, we really making waves out here. So it is kind of humbling and it is kind of surreal. Like you said, we all started out on Twitter, bro.
Mm-hmm. We just started out laughing and joking, bro. It's like, no plan for that. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's another thing. I keep seeing people say to me, yo, Ice, we want that old Ice. We want that Twitter Ice back. Yo, used to give it up. And I'm like, fam, do you realize how long ago that was, dog? That was 13 plus years ago, man. Like, I'm not even mentally there no more. I was a jackass. Like, that kid should have been punched in the face a bunch of times. It's like you grow up. You know what I'm saying? You grow up like, nah, you just realize like, yeah, that was cool for the time. You can't be that today. Yeah, you shouldn't want to be.
It's like one of my homies, Chai, said on one of his podcasts about how people try to have you frozen in time. Like, they try to have you frozen in time. And it's like, that was a real gem because people do that to all of us. Like, we OGs on Twitter. Like, people be digging for tweets. And it's like, bro, do you understand? Like, I don't even remember shit that I said probably 6 months ago. You know what I'm saying? So, like, people were like, that's the part of Twitter that's crazy, man. We live on AMP right now, y'all, with Officially Ice, man, co-host of the Joe Button podcast. I want to ask you this, man. I think it's funny because you probably be able to relate to this. Like,
sure.
You know, I'm affiliated with a lot of NBA guys, a lot of athletes. Like, everybody know LeBron and D-Wade, all type of guys I'm cool with, NBA homies, friends. And you're with Joe Button, man. You've been friends with Joe. Do you take a lot of indirect strays? Because I know I take a lot of indirect activity from people where they want to send messages through me to him. Like, do you deal with that as far? Because Joe is a very polarizing guy. We know that. But it's like, absolutely. I feel like, but you working with Joe that closely in that proximity, I'm sure people want to send subs through you to get to Joe. Like, this got to be something you deal with, too.
Absolutely. That just happened last week. Somebody was shooting at Joe and in turn threw shots at me and it. Like that happens. That's been happening. People will, you know, just my association with son prior to the pod, just niggas who knew that was my man. So we hung out prior to the pod. Would always just, all right, I'm gonna shoot at you too, or you're a flunky, you this, you that, like you don't know me, dog. But see, I'm from, if it don't apply, let it fly. Like I say all the time, bro. Yeah, like I joke with people when I'm not proud of the trolling era, but it is a part of my history. But I be like, dog, I wrote the book on that. Every play that you trying to pull on me, I already know. So you can't get like I used to get my entertainment out of making people react. So the one thing you can't get me to do is react. Like, I know this play already. I've been here before. So when people start shooting at me, I'm chilling, fam. Y'all, if y'all not affecting my money, you're not affecting my family, you're not affecting my livelihood, I don't give a damn. Like, I always say there's two type of people in the world, those who say they don't give a damn and those who truly don't give a damn. I don't care. Say whatever you want about me because I'm super comfortable with myself. Like, I get criticism all the time. Oh, you know, the nigga can't dress, or he this, or he say this, he listen to this music. He, fam, that's me. It ain't a soul on the planet gotta like me. I'm cool with me. I'm still gonna be me tomorrow. And I be trying to push more people to think for themselves. And we live in an era of groupthink. People don't want to think for themselves. They want to be told what to think. All my little Twitter experiments back in the day was for that, to try to get you to think for yourself. When I sat there and Drake had released 9 a.m. in Dallas, I went on Twitter and was like, yo, keep it real, y'all. Which one was better, Drake's 9 a.m. in Dallas or Joe's 10 a.m. in Jersey? And there was people, just because they didn't like Drake, saying, nah, Joe killed that. Joe way better. Joe's is way better. Hey, nigga, Joe never did a 10 a.m. in Jersey. It don't even exist.
They were just winging it.
You just saying something because you think that's what you're supposed to say. Like, no, think for your. It's okay to say, yo, I heard, if they both did, I heard both, I like this. You don't need nobody to validate your opinion. Stand on it. Like what you want to like. It's okay. If somebody don't like it, it's okay. I've been getting killed because I said, yo, Watch the Throne is not a classic album. Yo, you bugging. I can't believe nothing you ever say. How could you say that? Because it's not a classic album. I'm only talking about the music.
Which
album? And I can explain it. Watch the Throne. Hov and Ye.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I agree with that. I don't think it's I don't think it's really a classic. It's a couple bangers on there. Niggas in Paris. A couple
joints. Niggas in Paris is a classic. Otis is a classic song.
Yeah.
No Church in the Wild is a classic song. Hey, that's where that album kind of stops. I mean, there's some other records, but I'm talking about classics. It's not, but it's okay if you disagree. Like, I don't be trying to, some people argue or debate because they want you to come to their side. Like, yo, I'm right, and I need you to say, oh, you know what? I see it your way. You're right. I don't do that. I don't care if you agree with me. You could disagree. My opinion is fact to me. I can explain my opinion, and that's it. If we disagree after that, cool. If you say, you know what, Ice, I agree with you, that's also cool. But neither one of those are going to change what I think. Because I'm an individual thinker, and I be trying to get more people to do that. Think on your own, dog.
Bro, you're saying my exact mantra that I say the same words, think for yourself. And I do the same type of social experiments on people because that groupthink shit, like you say, is what I see all the time on social media. And I want to ask you, like, what happened to old school Twitter? Like, we came in Twitter when it was like 09, you know, 2010. That was the best years, in my opinion. Like, that was prime Twitter. Like, we really survived every era. Like, it's hard to actually survive every era of Twitter with all this cancel culture and everybody trying to. I feel like people try to take shots at you when they see you ascending and having success, like you're doing. Like when we having success, it's like that's when the trolls come out. Cause I feel like it's too many little kids on the app right now with these dog abbeys and shit. That's what I think is happening.
I agree with you. And that's exactly what it is though. Like once you start reaching more success, it's gonna attract more attention. We live in a world of duality, so you're gonna get positive attention and negative. That comes with it. The gig is the gig. Like if you wanna be successful, you're gonna have to take shots. There's nobody that's successful that people aren't saying some shit about. Nobody. And if they're not talking about you, then that's a problem. So you got to just accept it. Yo, listen, with this success comes the bullshit. There's nothing I can do about it. It is what it is. But the key is to not focus on the bullshit. Ignore it. It's noise. It's all it is. It's noise and distractions. Ignore it. Like I get all the time. Let me tell you real quick. You know, I'm a fan of the Iverson sneaker. I have 80 something pair. I don't lost count because I keep getting more. I got about, last I counted, it was like 86 pair of questions and answers, different ones, but that's my sneaker. People look at me like, yo, why are you wearing those? Yo, don't nobody wear those. So what, dog? I'm not telling you to wear it. I don't care. I'm glad y'all don't wear it, actually. Because the sneaker could drop tomorrow at 10 a.m. and I could go Tuesday and pick it up and it's still in the store. I don't want y'all wearing it. Be yourself. It's okay. Whoever don't like it, fuck them.
Yo, speaking of those Iverson Reeboks, bro, those questions, I had them shits when they first came out. They are actually a comfortable shoe, bro.
Yeah, they are. Actually, that's one of the original questions, one of the most comfortable sneakers I've ever owned.
We live on Amp, y'all, with officially Ice, co-host of the Joe Button Podcast.
Yes,
you go way back. We're talking about Twitter, but you're also known for your legendary Ice playlist folders. Are you still doing the folders? Do you still have the folders, Ice?
I don't know what you're talking about, brother. I don't know nothing about no folders. I don't know who listening. I have no idea what you are talking about, Vlad. Listen, Vlad, I don't know what you're talking about.
Is that Vlad? So who's on the playlist right now then? Who is on the officially Ice playlist right now?
I'm listening to Gunna still. Gunna and Quavo got my two favorite albums this year.
Did you go to the show? Did you go to the show?
Absolutely. Absolutely went to the show.
What did that show you? That showed you that Twitter is full of shit and reality is real. Like, did that show you that?
It showed me that the internet is not a real place. People just talk. It's the same thing with cancel culture as they, like, yo, all of this noise, yo, he's canceled, he's canceled, he's canceled, he's canceled. Not just Gunna, a lot of these folks. cancel. Go look at their numbers. Go look at the product that they put out and how it's still moving units. It's noise. It's noise and distractions. People are just saying shit because, yo, there's a skit on Wale's album, on the album About Nothing, the one with him and Seinfeld. And he says, Seinfeld's talking and he's like, people love to talk. You just got to let them talk. They don't even know half the shit they say and they just want to talk. That just is the truth.
Just babbling. Just fucking babbling.
Yeah, just talking. Just talking. What Fab said, niggas talk because the Wi-Fi is free. Like, this is the truth. People are just going to talk regardless, no matter what. Let them talk. Let them talk. Gunna came out there. First off, he sold out Barclay by itself. That's a stat. I heard people say, no, I wasn't really sold out. No, I was in there. I have videos where I spun my phone all the way around looking. It was sold out. The luxury boxes were full. The floor was GA and the floor was full. All the seats were full. You sell it out by yourself. And then I heard, oh yeah, but his fan base is 90% white kids from here and here. No. That's not who was in that crowd. Again, I was there. I saw. We were there. We was in the crowd. He did 30 songs. They knew every word. It was songs that I didn't know the words to. The crowd was rapping along with every word to every song. This man is a hit maker. This man has a fan base. Canceled where? That's my other beef. I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry. That's my other beef, though. My other beef is, you say Twitter's not real. I say the streets talk isn't real.
Ooh.
That's what's really not real.
I see what you're saying, where everybody was like, you know, I don't fuck with no rats. I don't listen to the music of no rats.
Yes, they
like,
do.
Hold on.
At yes,
the end
I do.
Of the day, what I yes, took I away do. From what I took away from Gunna Ice seeing that concert footage is talent always wins in the end, bro.
No, what I took away from that, yeah, well, yes, talent always wins. We saw it with Ross. You know, Ross come out with it. They out him as a CEO. I know that's a very, very different thing. I'm not saying it's anything similar. But in hip-hop, that's enough to end you, getting outed as a CEO. That's enough to, it's over. But you know what he did? Hey, I heard that noise, but I'm going to keep giving you slap after slap after slap after slap where you're not going to care. Undeniable. We saw it with Drake. You get reference tracks, writers, all of this shit. In hip-hop, that's enough to end you. You know what he said? I don't hear that noise. I'm going to give you slap after slap after slap after slap after slap after slap after slap to where you don't care. The point is, let them talk. You keep doing you. Be like the horse in Central Park with the blinders on your face. You tunnel vision. You looking straight ahead. Let them talk. That's what they're supposed to do. The second you turn your head and you pay attention to the talk, you off course now.
Yeah, you distracted. Yeah, distracted.
You distracted. Stay straight. Stay the course. Ignore all the bullshit. That's what I do. Bro, I'm telling you, dog, I get killed. People be telling me, yo, you be reading the comments? No, I don't. I really don't read the comments at all. The most I ever see is when people go on Instagram and they write their little comment, but they tag me. So when, you know, you hit the heart in the corner, it'll show you that. I'm not going on YouTube, Patreon, nowhere reading what people are saying. It don't pertain to me. My blinders are on. I'm coming in here day in and day out to work. The second I start looking over here and paying attention to what y'all are saying, you're distracting me. Like, hip-hop, all of this, everybody, those who focus and drown out the noise succeed.
They win.
But I was saying with the Gunna situation and what I said about the streets talk, I hear all this time, yo, you can't fuck with him. He's a rat. But Gunna pulls a very great question in Bread and Butter song. Hey, but you're still in business with a rat. Your man is a rat. Mm. And what I've come to find out is once enough money is involved, those street rules don't matter no more.
Yeah, it's out the window.
It don't matter. There's other people that I'm not going to say their names. There's other people that's way up the chain that's working hand in hand with rats. Documented, known rats. Nobody says a word. You know why? Because the money's there. And then you start to realize that I be having this conversation with a lot of dudes that just rep street. I be trying to tell them that, yo, I know that's very important to you, but the street demographic is very, very small in the grand scheme of the world. It's small. It's not as big as you think. And once you step outside of that and you start dealing with corporate and money and all of this shit, they don't care.
They don't care, bro.
Y'all are the only ones that's killing each other over it. Yo, the streets is a myth. It's a trick. And I be trying to get people to understand that, bro. Nobody cares about that shit but the people that's stuck in the streets.
Get to the money. It's bags out here.
Get to the money, dog.
It's out here, bro. You
change your life. Change your family's life. Set your kids up. That's the real game. Not this. Not dying over blocks and colors and turf. And I get it. It's ingrained in some people, so I'm not disrespecting it. Hey, I got family members that's in it.
Yeah, me too.
And that's what it is. I respect it. I don't ever want nobody to think I'm disrespecting it, but I'm just trying to get you to understand that it's such a small scale way of thinking that it's holding you back at the end of the day. Once you step outside of that and look at the real world outside, you start traveling and getting other countries. They don't care what flag you got on. They don't care what you did. You talk like, bro, go get this money. Go get this money. Change your life. Change your people's life. That's what it's about.
Yo, that's some real gems right there. Officially iced. My co-pilot, Anthony Morrow, just pulled up. Hey, Mo, what's good?
Yeah, what's good, man?
Unmute yourself, Ant.
I'm right here, brother. Officially iced.
Peace,
brother. Y'all hear me clearly? Everything good?
Yeah, you great.
Yeah, hey, Ice. Legendary Joe Budden pool parties when I was with the Knicks in New Jersey. First and foremost, I gotta say that, man. Yeah, some performances, bro. I say he's special. Man. He got something else going on.
I ain't been to no pool parties, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, cool. Yeah, he ain't been nowhere. We didn't go. Good times, man. Good times. I ain't going no details. Great times, man.
Great times.
You dropping gems though, bro. I've been on here, excuse my tardiness, man, between the traffic and figuring out this mixer, man. But you dropped some real gems, bro. I just wanted to ask you, like, you know, you and Cups, both of y'all, honestly. I got into like the podcast game years later, but y'all already been the figures that y'all are now. I just wanted to ask, bro, like, because y'all getting flowers now. So I want to know, like, what's going to continue? What's your next move? Like, what do you want to continue to do within this space that'll take you to the next level? Because I remember when you was just the foot action guy, and you was hilarious. And I used to be like, man, bro, I had to follow you. You know, Marcus Williams, shout out to Marcus.
Yeah,
shout out to Joe's guys, man. All them, man.
Free the wave. I can answer. Honestly, bro, I never wanted to be in this space. That's the truth. And I know it sounds disrespectful because it's a blessing, and it sounds like I'm disrespecting a blessing, but I'm really not. This was never my goal. This happened to me. I don't know if y'all know how I ended up on the pod. This literally happened.
Tell us the story. I don't know.
Okay. Joe was going through whatever he was going through with his old co-host. I know nothing about that because I don't listen to podcasts ever. I'm a music dude. All I do is listen to music. From the minute I get up to the minute I go to sleep, it's music.
Yes,
so I've never been a podcast dude. I never understood. And again, I'm an independent thinker. So I don't really care what somebody else's opinion is on this topic. I don't need to hear it. I make my own opinion. I'm cool. So I don't know that they're going through whatever turmoil they were going through. I have no clue at all. Joe calls me. It was a Tuesday night. He hit me. Yo, I'm like, what's good? He says, what has to happen for you to not go to work Friday? I'm like, nigga, I tell him I'm not coming in. What do you mean? Like, I won't be in Friday. He go, all right, I need you Friday. I said, all right, what you need me to do? I'll let you know. Cool. I go to work Wednesday. Yo, dogs, I ain't coming in Friday. All right, no problem. I hit them back Wednesday. All right, fam. I got Friday cleared. What's up? He don't respond. Thursday come. Yo, what you need me to do? What time? What's up? What we doing? Are we going somewhere? Now, for y'all who don't know, Joe, his mother, his father, cousins, shit like that, anybody in the family, and I'm like this with my family, but they're all extended family. So anybody in the family, like if his mother is going to buy a new TV, she's going to call me and ask me to go to the store with her. So she don't want to get ripped off. I need to know what to get. I need X, Y, Z. If I'm having a problem over here, my internet ain't working, such and such and such, or this speaker is acting up, they're going to call me. So I'm under the assumption, like the TV's in Joe's crib, I hung them for him in all his cribs. So I'm under the assumption, okay, you got a delivery coming or we need to go buy something and you need me with you. I'm not thinking nothing about pod. Right. On Thursday, yo, what's good? Again, he's like, yo, I'm gonna hit you back. I'm like, look, dog, if I don't hear from this nigga by 12 o'clock, I'm going to work Friday. I'm not about to sit here and miss no money for no reason. He just tells me, yo, be in my crib at 12 o'clock. That's all he said. 12 o'clock Friday. Friday, 12 o'clock, I pull up. I got my toolbox on me. I'm wearing sweats and a t-shirt because I don't know what we doing. I walk in the crib. I go upstairs. I'm like, yo. He come down. What's good? I'm like, I'm here. What you got? What you done boy? He's like, nah, I need you to pod. I said, man, Joe, get the fuck out of here. You know I don't do that pod shit. Stop playing with me. He's like,
He set you up. Did he set you up?
Yes, he admitted it. But see, that comes even that even that comes in the years long friendship we had. He knew how to get me to do it. He knew if he just called me and said, yo, can you come to the pod Friday? I'm going to turn that down. Yo, I'm good. I don't, y'all, first off, y'all too big, pause. I don't want the attention of being sitting on them cameras, one. And two, once they blew up, like that Spotify deal and all that shit happened, I kind of disassociated myself from like Twitter, all of that with them because I knew how controversial I was. And I didn't want none of my shit to come back on them. Yeah. Like, yo, he with them too. And look what he said. Look at his old tweets. And look at, and they tried that at one point. They tried that. They was like, oh, this is his friend Ice who be over there with them too. And look what he said. Like, yo, bro, don't associate me with that. Let them cook. I don't want to fuck their bag up. And I used to go, like, if you go back on the pod in the episodes, like the early 70s, maybe 90s, I'm on them episodes. I stepped away because I was like, I stopped coming. I ain't going to say stepped away. Like, I wasn't a member of the show, but I did like five or six in a row. I stopped going because I'm like, yo, I'll be the fuck around and said something up here because I realized how big this show was getting that got y'all in trouble with either a company, cancel culture, but you know, I'll get y'all some negative press. So let me take my toxic ass over here away from y'all and let y'all cook. But that's how that happened. And then I did the show with, I'm like, Joe, get the fuck out of here. I'm not doing it. You don't even apply. He's like, no. And then he told me what was really going on. I was like, oh, shit. You serious? He like, yeah. I said, oh, no, dog, I got you. And I've missed one episode since that day.
And the one thing I love about that's Joe, though, man, like Joe is, people don't give him enough credit, bro. Like, I've known Joe for years, man. But like, people don't give Joe enough credit for being an actual, they see like some of the antics and he's like he could be a toxic guy to some people, but Joe is real. He's a real visionary, bro.
Yeah. And again, he's told me, I started my own podcast back in like 2016, 2017. I did 8 episodes of that shit. And I was like, man, I'm good. I'm cool. This ain't for me. I don't want to do it. I'm out. I had a pod. The name of the podcast was actually called I Don't Do Podcasts.
I remember that, was the name that of now. It. I remember that now.
Me and my homegirl Beatrice. Shout out to Beatrice. Me and my homegirl Beatrice. But, and I'm just like, she got mad. She really loved it. And I'm like, B, this is not me. I don't want to just sit here on a mic and talk. Like, let me play some, I want to hear some music, man. And this is, you know, licensing. You couldn't put the shit out. Like, with music, I was like, bro, I'm good. I don't want no parts of this. This is not for me. And he's been saying for years, yo, you need a pod. Get a pod. Do a pod. He used to always, his line was, ICD was stupid or he don't like money. And I know you too long to know you're not stupid. And I know you like money, so I can't figure you out. Why won't you sit down on the mic, pause, and get paid? I just didn't want to do it. And it took me So back to the original question about what do I see next? Like I said, this wasn't never in my plans. It took me getting uncomfortable to realize that there's much more out there. I was very comfortable at my job, what I was doing prior to this, very comfortable. And that's what held me back. The comfortability kept me stagnant. I was comfortable. I had a routine. I had my hours. I was making decent money. I was good. I thought that I didn't need nothing else. Hey, I can pay my bills, put a little bit of change away. I'm cool. And it was like, bro, you're missing so much life because you just don't know. You're caught. You're looking so short-sighted. And it took me being uncomfortable on the podcast and the awkward moments and all of that and the extra exposure and then a bag from here, a bag from there. So you start making way more money. Now you start changing things about your life and you realize, wow, there's a lot more living than what I was doing. I wasn't living at all.
But yo, tell me, Ice, you still take your lady to Applebee's for the 2 for $20, right? You're not.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Oh no. We Applebee's. Oh no, we Applebee's. We Cheesecake Factory. We Red Lobster. Olive Garden. My girl, let's get it. Let's go. Yeah, No. You gonna catch me in there?
We live on AM, y'all. We're officially Ice, co-host of the Joe Budden Podcast. I got my co-pilot, Anthony Morrow, your favorite sharpshooter's favorite sharpshooter. I want to ask you, Ice, I can see you, speaking of your future and what you're doing, what you can see on the horizon for yourself, you do have one of those impeccable ears, like myself. Like, you got that impeccable music ear. Have you ever thought about, like, actually working in the music industry, in the business?
So, I did at one point. Like, I used to work with a couple labels. Like, they would pay me. Like, I'm certain artists that we know today, back when they were relatively known, I had a record label literally pay me to say, yo, dog, Pitchfork and Fader is fucking with them, but the social media landscape is not fucking with them at all. They don't even know them. So we need you to do what you got to do and get him some shine over here. And what happened... They'll bring me, like, one artist in particular, I'm not going to say the guy's name, it's out of respect. Cause I don't even think he knew. That's just money coming out of his budget. But they brought me in. They played me, which was his single at the time. And I was like, bro, this shit is trash. I can't do nothing with this. I'm sorry. They were trying to work the single. And I'm like, nah. Because, see, the thing about me is, if I stamp something, I have to, like, really rock with it.
You can be honest about it.
You can't pay me to just say this is fire. Like, I'm not just taking a bag. I know people that do it that just, if you pay me X amount of dollars, I'm going to pump this up and say it's hard. I'm not going to do that. I have to at least really like it before we could even talk about anything, any compensation or any type of deal. So when they played it, I'm like, that ain't it for me. But then they played me his upcoming EP. And I was like, oh, okay, I could do something with this. So I did some work with them. And I've had a couple other artists where, we want to get some traction around his project coming out or his single coming out. I've done that. What really turned me off from the whole entertainment business, had a friend of mine. She was like one of the biggest strip club promoters in North Jersey. Shout out to Lady L. And she had the Sunday night strip club spot, Jersey Girls. It was if you were in North Jersey, you was in Jersey Girls on a Sunday night. And she was doing a birthday party. So on her party, she had Envy DJing and she had, rest in peace, K-Slay DJing. Now at the time, they were working for opposing radio stations in New York. And K-Slay had gotten a call saying, yo, I can't do this. I can't do the party. Like, they won't let me do the party because Envy's on it. That's Power 105 and Hot 97. Mind you, these are both her friends. I thought that was not on Slay's behalf. I'm just saying, to be in that position to where I can't do something that I want to do for my friend, I can't do this party because y'all don't fuck with that company, is whack to me. Mm-hmm. I don't want to deal with that. And also, Atlantic Records, for example, they got this artist over here and you can't say nothing bad about them now because they pay the bills over here. Like, I've had, when the Breakfast Club was put together, I was approached to do a late night show over there on Power 105.
That would've been fine.
And I turned it down. Like, the dude called, he was like, yo, I got an idea for a show. I'll give y'all the late show. it's the same person that put Breakfast Club together. He was like, yo, I got an idea. Do a late night show, me, and he told me the female that he wanted me to do it with. And I was like, nah, no, thank you. And he was like, well, why not? I said, because of that, I can't say nothing about this company or this artist because that record label is paying commercials here. So I got to speak positive of they people. I can't be me. Or I can't. I can't be me. Or now I can't go to the club with K Slay over there because this is Power 105 and K Slay's Hot 97. So no, you can't be there now. No, you're not about to tell me where I can and can't go and who I can and can't associate with. So I turned it down. Whether it was a smart decision or not, who knows? But that at the time was just me being stuck more on integrity than anything else and being true to me. Like, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to be hooked on I can do this, can't do that. So to answer the question about what I, like, with the industry's so fake and phony, bro. I watch artists that act like they love you. Yo, dog, you my man. Da-da-da-da. And then the second day out of your sight, they don't even fuck with you. They doing it for the look. I don't know how to do that yet. I haven't learned that part of the industry yet, how to act like we cool, take this picture, because I know what the optics are going to do, but I don't fuck with you.
Bro,
as soon as that cameraman walk away, he'll fuck you, get away from me. I don't know how to do that, bro. So I can't do the industry.
I am still trying to figure that out because being from North Carolina, Amo can tell you this. Where we're from, you stand on what you say, and it's all about doing whatever you said you was going to do. Being from North Carolina, there's something about us. We just genuine people. That's what I'm struggling with right now on my ascension, where it's like people just flat out full of shit in the industry, bro.
Yes. Flat out.
And it's the politics, bro. Like, you got to deal with that in certain industries. But now with so many other lanes where you can yourself build a team with some guys that you can stand on what you believe in. And that may take turning down some other shit. And that's what it is. But now it's lanes for that now. It wasn't then. It was like me and Cuffs always talk about. Them gate closers, they right there. They're not going to stop. The gatekeepers are right there. So I respect that, bro. I respect you keeping your integrity. And it worked out at the back end for you. And the sky's the limit now because now it's the new media. Like Draymond Green says, it's the new media. We don't have to listen. We don't have to go through y'all. And we a threat to y'all. And y'all stealing our content and putting it on highly syndicated networks. ESPN, Fox Sports, you know, even in music is the same thing. People stealing lyrics and shit. It's been going on for decades. You know what I'm saying?
And the beautiful part about where I'm at now, hey, we still independent. So fuck all y'all. Whoever don't like, we don't have to play nice with nobody.
Facts.
We're not tied to none of that. That's why I love Joe and I respect Joe no matter what. Like, yo, you got it out the mud. You did it independently. You was blackballed by the industry. You went and found another way. When that didn't work, you went and made a new way. Cool, I'm going to do it this way. That's why people clown us about not taking ads and all that. You know what happens when you take ads? You also have to now play by the advertiser's rule.
Yeah, that's real.
When someone's quote-unquote canceled, that's what it means. Now we can pull your ad dollars. Once the ad, like, anytime you see any of these companies and stuff, like H&M, when they did they whole, you know, that stupid t-shirt they put out, or the Gucci do something stupid. Social media is just noise. It could trend for a day. It could trend for a week. That's going to stop. Something else is going to trend tomorrow. They don't care. Once the advertisers have a problem and start getting ready to pull out, like, oh, that's what y'all on? No, we got a problem now. Now you start seeing these apologies. That's what all of these apologies are for. It's not for the people that was offended. It's for the advertisers.
Yeah,
hey, the sponsors, I fucked up. Yes, hey, I fucked up. Don't take my money, please. That's what that's for.
I see ESPN doing that a lot where you remember when Jalen Rose had to come on ESPN and apologize? I said, yo, that was for the sponsors. That wasn't for the
That's audience. What that's for. He didn't, yo, when something like that happens, that ain't, you get a phone call from up above. Hey, dog, you got to go walk that back.
Yeah.
You need to go apologize. You could wholeheartedly believe whatever. Hey, not only that, we wrote the apology for you. Here, this is what you're going to say.
Yeah, just like this.
Yeah, this is it. Not saying Jalen Rose, because I don't know him, but I'm just saying when that happens, and it's that big of a company, that call came from above you. That call was advertisers having a problem with something you said. They talking up top. You can't even see where that conversation is happening. Then it gets down to you. Yo, this is your course of action. This is what you need to do. That's it. That's all you get. You get here. Take this piece of paper. Or you're going to walk. Hey, prime example. The Love and Hip Hop situation with Erica Mena. Y'all saw that while it was while it happened. While it was recorded.
Yeah.
Y'all teased it. That, first off, for those who don't know, Love and Hip Hop ain't like, that shit was filmed months ago. It passes through so many different eyes for editing. They didn't care. Yeah, put it out. It go out. The internet talk, a problem. All right, now it's getting loud. The internet's talking. But then once people start getting ready to affect the dollar, oh, something has to happen over here now. Because if you cared about it, and if you really said well, there's no place for that here, then it wouldn't even have went out. It'd have got chopped off the editing. It'd have got edited out before that episode ever aired. You didn't care. You thought this would get people talking. You thought it was controversial. Then it backfired. Oh, shit, they mad. Oh, shit, they making enough noise. Uh-oh, the advertisers heard them. All right, let's take action now. If the advertisers don't hear you, there's no action taken. That's why we keep getting disrespected, we as black people. We'll do all of that talking on the internet, but we don't do nothing else. Mm. We don't really boycott. We talk. That's it. We just talk. We're not wearing this no more. All right, cool. Sure you're not. Yeah, look, Gucci just put a new line out right here. All you niggas is in Gucci. During the pandemic, the lines in Gucci. During the pandemic, the line in Gucci was down. You know, you couldn't even walk in Short Hills Mall to Gucci store. It was at least 60. They laugh at us.
Yo, we live on AMP right now with Officially Ice. Ice, I got to ask you, because Amo's father is a huge Pittsburgh Steelers fan.
Yeah.
You know me? I was a Tom Brady guy for 20 years, born in the manger. You remember that. So keep it spicy with me. Is the jig hovering? Is the jig hovering on Mike Tomlin if he doesn't
get it? You know what? I said, yeah. I was saying yeah before, right? Hey, bro, having that long of a career without a losing season, I don't think the jig is hovering per se. What I think happened with the Steelers is they kept Ben too long. I think Ben held the franchise hostage for a couple years. Like, with the decision, I'm going to retire, I'm not going to retire. I'm going to play one more year. I'm going to renew the contract again. You were past your prime, and you being past your prime, we kind of lost the prime of some of our... I think with a younger, better quarterback, the quarterback game changed. You need to be a mobile quarterback now. All that standing in the pocket, taking hits, and just throwing the ball, that's not really the game no more. It's like basketball when Steph and them got in the A by shooting threes now. If you in the league and can't shoot a three, you kind of a dinosaur or almost a dinosaur. In any position. If you can't, you 7'4". If you can't knock down a three at some point, it's gonna be a rough season for you. That I think is what happened. The game started to change for the quarterbacks, and Ben was playing an older system, and we kind of just. I don't put it on Mike. Who else would we want to have there? And that was the question every time I say, "Yo, it might be up for Mike Tomlin, dog." He still, even last season, managed to not have a losing season, and it's just like, nah, bro, you gotta get that man his props. He's doing something. My problem with Mike Tomlin wasn't on the field; it was off the field. My problem with Mike Tomlin is you were too much of the player's friend. You was the cool coach. You was like all that shit that Antonio Brown going on live in the locker room. That shit wouldn't happen in New England. Belichick not letting none of that fly. And that was my thing. Like, you just letting people do what they want to do because you cool. You need to have some type of structure and order in that locker room. And I just felt he didn't have that. And the players, they was cool with him. They respected him. But it wasn't like, yo, all right, we got to get in here and get busy or else we out of here. All of that goofy shit that Juju was doing, you wasn't doing that. You wasn't on that TikTok shit happening when he left. You know who to play with and who not to play with. It's like a kid. They know what parent they can get that shit off on, and they know what parent they can't. And I think Mike Tomlin was just a parent that the kids was having too much fun out there with, and it just wasn't as serious.
So who in the AFC North? Who in the AFC North do you fear the most? Is it Lamar
Jackson? I don't fear none of the niggas in the AFC North. Fuck them niggas. I don't fear none of them.
That's the ice.
Fuck you mean? I don't fear none of them niggas. The yeah, we had a rough game against San Francisco. So what? We played Cleveland on Monday. I don't fear none of them niggas. I like my squad over there. I do. Let them get it together. All right, cool. You laughing. Ha-ha, 37. I know. 30-7. Yeah, you got smacked in the first game of the season at home. I know all that. Give them a chance. Let them get that together. I just want everybody to stay healthy because that's been another thing.
Your defense legit.
Always. It's been legit. Defense been legit.
They on the field too much, though. That's all that's happening.
Yes. Offense got to click. That's all. That's
it. I'm going to ask you this, Ice. Because like Cuff said, my pops, I'm talking about Mean Joe Green days fan.
Okay.
Franco Harris got him a jersey. They sent it to him from the organization with his name on the back, all that. Damn. I'm going to ask you, bro, in my brother's Cuff's words, what's the jig right now with Kenny Pickett? How do you really honestly feel about him as y'all leader and y'all quarterback? For real. Because you was right. Like, they don't fire coaches, and they keep quarterbacks for decades. So how you feel about that?
This is year two. Like, he might not be the superstar in year two, but I think Pittsburgh grooms and properly trains the people they believe in. I think Kenny Pickett's going to be all right. I wanted to see him in the game. I wanted to see him play all of last season. I didn't want Mitch in there. I wanted to see it. Let me just see it. Let me see the whole. Give him that to just figure it out. Yeah, it's going to be rough. This is it's year two. I'm not expecting him to be to take us to the promised land out the gate. But I do think he's going to be all right. I'm just happy to see a quarterback that will run. I'm going to be honest with you.
I like George Pickens. I like the receiver a lot. I like
Pickens. I love Pickens. Yeah, I love Pickens. And I need to know what's going on with this Deontay Johnson injury. I didn't check yet. Like,
Mikey Jets. We got my guy Mikey Jets pulling up from Chi-Town. Mikey Jets, what's good, man?
What's popping, my G? What's good with it?
Mike, what's up, brother?
What's good? And what's popping? Ice, what's good, my G?
What's happening?
Shit, just cooling, bro. Just listening to y'all. You know what I'm saying? You know, just vibing. Waiting on that new Nas album at 9 o'clock, you know.
Let's talk about that, Ice. Like, yep. Hit Boy and Nas. Like, what secret formula do you think they have? Because this like a whole new Nas, bro. Like, this like a whole, like a third or fourth act for Nas. Like, I've never seen him in his pocket that he's been in the last 4 or 5 years with Hit Boy. This shit crazy.
I think Nas just found some inner inspiration. That's it. Like, yo, when you got it, my nigga, when you got it, you got it. You can't turn it off. Like, I've been dormant, my business is up, and now there's no pressure. So that's a scary thing for you to be a ill rapper who could just, I can write a rap in my sleep. And now there's no pressure. I ain't gotta sell shit. I'm literally doing this because I want to do it. That's the only reason why I'm doing it. I'm doing it because I want to do it.
Then it's a difference when you got somebody like Hit-Boy that study putting on when you thought you done heard a crazy beat, he go with another beat, and you like, yo, like, oh, yo, I need that. Like, he studied coming with it. Energy into him, man.
I think that could be the inspiration. It's like, yo, dog, I'm hearing something. Like, you just so versatile. You could do this. You could do that. You could do this. You could do that. You could do this. You could do that. I love it. So whatever inspired Nas, I love it. But he's 50, dog.
50.
Only in hip hop do we age us out.
Today he's 52. Happy birthday, Esco.
Yeah, happy birthday. Only in today's hip hop do we age. Do we age us out? So rock legends could drop albums and tour until they 70, and the fans gonna love it.
Ain't that crazy? Like Nori always says that, but like you see Aerosmith, you see all them guys, you see fucking Paul McCartney at the Garden, but like it's something about rappers where the streets say, "Oh, you washed? Are you trash?"
Yeah, you washed.
Man, it's crazy, bro.
Because they try to treat hip hop as it's a young man's game. When I always say there's hip hop for everybody. Like hip hop is people be like, oh, hip hop is dead. Oh, hip hop is in the best space it's ever been, if you ask me. With the internet and the business being the way it is, to where, yo, I could make something right now, passionate as I want to. I'm talking about not as officially Ice, just me. I could be a regular Joe Schmo, make me an album that I'm passionate about and put it out. You could not do that before. And if there's a market for the type of music that I'm putting out, they can find it. That's my thing. Before it was like, it was gatekept. It was, yo, oh, we only letting this on the radio. We only letting this in the videos. Whatever you want to hear, go do it. And you can do that. It's just wide open today.
Yeah.
So Nas can go whenever he feel like it. I don't got to worry about a damn thing. Yo, put this album out tomorrow. I just made it last night if I want to. And he can do that. Hey, if you don't like Nas, don't listen to Nas. Whatever type of rap you like, it's out there too. You like, I saw somebody make a tweet about, they tired of all the girl rappers rapping about sex and all this other stuff. Personally, I'm not. I love it. One. But two, hey, there's girl rappers that don't rap about that. Go listen to them.
Yeah, go find them.
They out there too. Run their numbers up. But you don't. You rather just complain about what you don't have to listen to. You ain't gotta listen.
Shout out to Shay Noir, man. And Shay Noir's crazy, bro. Like,
yeah, she's on Ransom Project dropping tonight. Shout out to Ransom, big jersey.
Shout out to Duffel, man. Sure.
Yeah.
We're gonna have Duffel on soon. But before we let you go, Ice.
Yeah.
Speaking of
music, my daughter looking at me.
Speaking of music artists, give me one underrated R&B artist that you tapping into right now.
One. Man, you talking to the wrong one about R&B, dog.
Hip hop or R&B?
Underrated at the moment.
I'm on a Babyface Ray. I'm on a Babyface Ray.
I was gonna say I like Babyface Ray. I was actually gonna say Payroll Giovanni, who's also from out there in Detroit. He's probably my favorite underrated. Payroll Giovanni, Don Tripp, another one super underrated. You want to talk about consistency? Don Tripp has dropped an album every month this year. The last week of the month, Don Tripp is dropping an album.
Can't forget about
V's
either.
No, I listen, V's, Peasy, what's my man? Vezo. Like I fuck with the Detroit rappers and the Memphis rappers the most out of everybody. Those are my two cities right there.
Yeah, Detroit is really, isn't it? It ain't just Atlanta. And no. Like Detroit is right there, bro.
You tell me you from Detroit or Memphis, you got my listen out the gate.
Real talk.
All of them. 42 Doug is my favorite. I wish he was home so he could be putting out music. Like, that's my favorite right there.
Hey, yo, Ice. Shout out to Marv One. Shout out to the OG Marv One, too. One of the greatest
rappers
ever from Detroit. But Ice, man, we held you hostage, bro. I know I said like 30 minutes, but it was a great conversation.
Bro, it's you, bro. I didn't care about no time. My daughter sitting there chilling. I was like, baby, daddy going to go talk for a little bit. I'll be right back. She cool. It's cool. That ain't no. I know it ain't never. We black. It ain't never 30 minutes.
Bro, I appreciate you for pulling up. Let the people know where they can follow you on social media, Instagram, Twitter.
Everything is officially Ice, man. OFFICIALLYICE. Twitter, Instagram. I don't do Facebook. If you have any music submissions that you want me to listen to, the email address is imnevergonnalisten@gmail.com. That is a true email address. Send your music to imnevergonnalisten@gmail.com. I'll check it out. If it's fire, we'll see what happens. So don't send no bullshit, please. I'm tired of that. You can also find me on the Joe Button Podcast. We're on YouTube every Thursday, every Sunday. Run us up. We're on Patreon. We drop an episode damn near every day over there.
I'm working hard.
Yeah, we work, bro. I don't know how we do it. I really don't. Like, I be hearing people talk, and I'm just like, fam, if y'all knew how much we worked, we're dropping 4 to 5 2+ hour episodes a week.
Oh, shit.
A week.
That's the grind. That, yeah, I'm going in. That's really
I'm gonna send you out with the proper song, my brother in Christ, bro. Appreciate you, brother.
Woke up this morning on some white linen sheets.
Cause you on fire, Ice. Y'all on fire, man. Keep doing your shit, bro. We appreciate you, bro.
The bed almost caught a blaze. The temperatures were 100 in the room. I'm like, what's up? Still got the same flame behind me from the Hate Me Now video. It's continual. All I need is a beat and I'm stitching you like stitching these words together. How I'm still getting better. I'm finding more gold as I dig in the dirt with the shovel. I got the last laugh. Don't get blown away by the backdraft. Don't be scared now. Don't be scared now. Giving them hell now. I'm starting to see them sweat. Don't be scared now. Don't be scared now. I'm giving them hell now. I'm trying to walk in my soul, it's like bare feet on hot coals. Soon as I start heating up, the whole block froze. I came in with not an ordinary name. How many Nas is? How many top tier? How many not here? There's something in the name that's different from theirs. Depicted in scripture, holding two dragons blowing flames. Sorry it ain't go the same for y'all, they say a lot. Please explain a lot, you got body or do you praise a lot? And still rock crosses all on your chain a lot. I'm scorching, and I never forced it. Even when forces and powers that be went against me, y'all use that as an excuse. You dudes cannot convince me. I trick me out my spot, y'all want my shit like Sherman Hemsley. I'm debunking the black ball myth, the facts more or less. I might hurt your feelings, but yo, sometimes it actually is victimization. Mix that with some entitlement, it's bound to explode. I make them stop, drop, and roll. Move to the side with it, there's no stopping it. I'm rap's arsonist. Don't be scared now. Don't be scared now. Giving them hell now. I'm starting to see them sweat. Don't be scared now. Don't be scared now.
Hey yo, don't get scared now, motherfuckers. We here. Some dude show.
Giving them hell now. I must say I am what I am. They said I wouldn't survive. Look at me, damn. Like the tip of the barrel that's on the wham. He's on fire, NBA Jam. I was alone, like, you know, I was making some moves. I need to, like, concentrate and chill, but I was just getting all these calls and everything, and it's like telling me, like, you on fire. You on fire.
Yo, shout out to Officially Ice once again for pulling up to the Some Dude Show live on AMP, y'all. Before we land this plane, I want to send some dude shout outs. Happy 50th birthday once again to Nasir Jones, aka Nasty Nas, aka Nas Escobar, aka The Flyers. The new album dropping tonight, Magic 3 is dropping tonight, 9 p.m. We about to go in here and watch some Thursday night football. Shout out to my Eagles, Jalen Hurts. Fly, Eagles, fly, baby. Also, Amo, I want to give some shout outs. Some more Some Dude shout outs. Shout out to Rod Wave, man. Shout out to Rod Wave. New album, Nostalgia, is dropping tonight. And guess what, y'all? I won't be listening to that shit. I would not be listening to the Rod Wave.
Hey, Cubs, don't forget.
That's crazy,
me.
Man.
Don't forget me new album tonight, too.
Who?
Diddy. Who? Diddy new R&B album tonight. On new, yeah. Diddy. Yeah, new Diddy album. First album in 13 years.
We got the Diddy. We got the Diddy coming. But shout out to Rod Wave. I won't be listening to that sad ass shit because I'm a happy person. I'm a very happy person. I love my life. I love my family. I love the positive energy. I love nature. I go hiking. I have fun, man, with this life. I don't want to hear none of that depressing ass, sad ass music, man. Get that depressing energy off of me. The jig is hovering. So if you at home, parents, any parents listening, this is my personal opinion because this is my fucking show. If you walk past your kid's room and you hear that Rod Wave shit too many times, you might want to check on your kid because it's a very sad time, right? And I just don't feel like we need to be hearing that sad shit. So get that sad ass 3-4 nose tackle out of here, man. We don't want to hear that sad shit. No disrespect to Rod.
3-4 nose tackle. It's crazy as shit, bro. The fuck is crazy, bro.
Hey, look, Amo, last shout out too. A couple more shout out. I want to give a shout out to Deion Sanders, aka Prime, and my Colorado Buffs. My Buffs, because they making a lot of suckers mad, Amo. These suckers is mad. We seen today Colorado State head football coach Jay Novell. What did he say? He talking real spicy, Amo. So guess what's gonna happen this Saturday in Colorado? Guess what's gonna happen?
It's gonna get ugly.
The fucking jig is gonna hover. The jig gonna hover, and there's nothing you can do about it. So chow ass up, Jay Novell. You hear what he said? He said, his quote was, "When I talk to grown-ups, I take my hat and my glasses off, because that's what my mama taught me." Who gives a fuck, Jay Novell?
The bro, jig is it's up. The new fucking shit going on, bro. They tripping. They mad.
They mad.
You know, it's must-see TV, not because you taking your hat and your fucking glasses off, because we seeing Prime. When? What do you mean? It's real talk.
I got the bus by 4 this weekend.
Hey, what's your nickname? You got to remember your nickname you said you are now.
Oh, yeah, my nickname buff. Now. Yeah, my new nickname for the rest of this college football season.
You got to reiterate it. What is it?
Yeah.
I love this shit.
I am Cuffington Buffington or Buffington Cuffington, whichever one. Go Buffs, baby.
And let's also, go.
Let me give a last shout out to my guy, Tristan Thompson, signed a new deal with the Cleveland Cavs. He doing my boy TT, Tristan, is getting his farewell tour in Cleveland. And a lot of players don't really get a chance to finish their career where it pretty much started. So much respect. That's dope, I feel like, for Tristan Thompson, man. And as well, Amo, shout out to Lexi Brown, our other co-pilot. Get well, Lexi. The WNBA playoffs, they started last night. We seen the Connecticut Sun get a win. The Las Vegas Aces got a win. Shout out to AJ Wilson. Mm-hmm. Those ruffles are good. Those Fritos, those honey twists are good. AJ, I need a whole pack sent to the crib, AJ. But shout out to all the ladies in the W. Y'all go out and support these ladies, man. The ratings are at an all-time high. Support the WNBA basketball because it's a great brand of basketball. If you're a real basketball fan and a purist like you say you are, you should be watching the WNBA playoffs. Would you agree, Mo?
That is a fact, brother. And shout out to our first lady, Lexi Brown, man. Get well, of course. I watched the Aces game last night. I missed the Sun game, but I watched the Aces last night. They look really good. But yeah, man, we getting our first lady back soon, man. She's great, man. She's gotta get back healthy and everything. But that's what it is, man. Shout out to the WNBA. Like you said, the ratings are great right now, and they getting better. So shout out to the WNBA, man, for real. I love that basketball. It's a great brand of basketball.
Yo, shout out to Harry Giles, too, man. Shout out to Ace Jizzle, new deal with the Brooklyn Nets. He over there with Dennis Smith. We got two Carolina boys on the Brooklyn Nets at the same time. It's just something about us, man. I don't know what it is about the Carolina sauce, but we got it, bro. We got that shit. I don't know what it is, bro.
We hoop state, bro. I be telling people that. We hoop state. You know, shout out to my – I'm going to shout my little cousin out real quick. And one of my clients, she like a little sister to me, Janae Sanders, she's going to UMass. And my little cousin Jalen Curry is going to UMass. And they already there. And, you know, they starting their college career off. I'm proud of them. They both products of my training company, Anthony Mall Training, AM Training, 456 on Instagram. Shameless plug, I'm sorry. But you need training. You in that North Carolina, South Carolina area, I got you. But I wanted to shout them out because they listen to us. So I just wanted to put them on there.
Yeah, I feel like if you in Charlotte, North Carolina, right now, if you're a high school kid or a middle school kid, why wouldn't you want to lock in the lab with one of the best shooters that ever been in the NBA, especially from Charlotte, North Carolina? Amo, keep doing your shit. Mikey Jets, my guy. Keep puffing those exotic flowers. Shout out to Viola Chicago, man. We going to link up during the season for sure, my brother.
Yes, sir.
We got NFL games coming on now. My pops just pulled up. We about to fry this fish, and we going to watch these Philadelphia Eagles destroy these Minnesota Vikings. Shout out to y'all for tuning in, man. Some Do Show. We back Monday with a former NBA All-Star. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to tease it. We got a second-time appearance. Houston Rockets. That's all I'm going to say. Houston Rockets is pulling up Monday. My co-pilot, Anthony Morrow. My other co-pilot, Mikey Jets. Happy birthday, Nas Escobar. Hey, Mikey, I'm going to see if they remember this one right here, Mikey.
commissioner, horse daddy, track money,
cash, cash, cars, ghetto celebrities, hood movie stars, cat slingers, now rap singers are who we are. Went from Nasty to Nas, to Nas to Escobar.
The path we all walk starts out long, it's like a boardwalk, monopoly. Some make it around, some go down, it's prophecy. Happy days balancing with life's atrocities. Hopping in V's, knowing someday I got to leave properly. High in a five, realizing the price paid for this life laid in the light shade. One might say, top of the world's two whips, a crib and a girl. Quick to celebrate it, popping corks like they made it. Pretentious, arrogant, to senseless. Pro ball players with white wives, peep they night lives. While you can catch me in the crisp white five. Dark tinted, Bajon Senate without green on my theme song. Love and happiness, how can this seem wrong? I mean, before this, I used to rock a Taurus with the donuts. Now I've grown up, I got it combed up. Got the rap game sewn up, shown up. Jacket cool, but it's really no love. I feel the slow bars off the Dutch. This is every day, every second, gotta make it pay. Every lesson I learned got me open while most of these rappers are stay burnt. Word.
Honeys, cash, cash, cars, ghetto celebrities, hood movie stars. Gat slingers, now rap singers are who we are. Went from Nasty to Nas, Nas to Escobar. Money, cash, cash, cars, ghetto celebrities, hood movie stars. Gat slingers, now rap singers are who we are. Went from Nasty to Nas, to Nas to Escobar.
With so much drama and QVC, it's kinda hard being Escobaro. El Dorado Red sipping Dawn out the bottle. My life is like a Donald Goins novel. We wave glasses like Bravo. Drunk with mad problems and shot pockets. My on the block rock this box, cooking and chopping, looking to profit in different ways, going through this difficult stage. Call life when each year my physical sprays. Some fell beyond the reach of help, cutting the street, thinking they could teach themselves. When all we wanted was a piece of wealth, and randomly feed our family. The streets are insanity, infamy, living in the slugs fantasy. Richest and showbiz is what I plan to be. Heavy chain in my QB swing, living this king's life. Magazines write about me and this cream is all tight.
Money's cash, cash, cars, ghetto celebrities, hood movie stars. Gat slingers, now rap singers are who we are. Went from Nasty to Nas to Escobar. Money, cash, cash, cars, ghetto celebrities, hood movie stars. Gat slingers, now rap singers are who we are. Went from Nasty to Nas to Escobar.
Now the main thing that boggled my brain be all the bottles of pain. Ice the chain and all the followers came. They tried to throw me off track, but I caught that. They thought I lost that, but I'm continuing to make more stacks. Halftime, New York state of mind. It was written, was hitting. Trips overseas, South Beach, diamond and wrist. Sleeping on a plane, wake up when we land. Feeling wheels skidding on the ground. Rolling plush, princess cuts and large rounds. The crew's up, finding time to shine rocks. It's real, you violate being a pine box. If they go there, I lay you before you lay me. It's crazy, I didn't make the game made me. Reppin' for the baby, so they raised up in mansions. Haters keep hating and ladies will keep glancing. Y'all know the routine out this moment. Roll it up.
Yo, Amo, you said Nas is your all-time favorite. Nas is your GOAT, Amo.
Nas is my favorite rapper ever, bro. And I had hella arguments because it's a lot of Jay-Z fans everywhere. And I love Hov. Hov is one of my GOATs, of course. Not just as a rapper, as a person. But Nas, bro, he had a song. It's called Project Windows. And Project Windows was him looking outside and knowing he's not going to be a street guy, but knowing you got to grow up in these projects. And he told stories. That's why it resonated with me. And then Illmatic, and then, you know, all his albums. I'm like, man, listen. And I played for his team in the Rucker. I got family in Queens and Harlem up north. And I played for his team. He wanted me to come. Yeah, my son had just got born, my oldest son, Kaden. And I couldn't come back to New York because I had to make sure I took care of my kid. You know what I'm saying? And made sure everything was straight. I was in the process of buying a house. And Nas called me. Yo, it's Nas. I want you to come back. We're going to give you this, this, and this. Well, I said, man, I can't even take it. Because right now, I'm in the process of being a man. You know what I'm saying? And but Nas is real. He was like, yo, you take. I had just kind of started my foundation. It was like 2 years into that. We're 14 years in. Amo Charities, y'all want to check it out. AmoCharities.org. ORG. And he was like, man, take care of your community. Take care of your kid. And I was like, not only are you my favorite rapper, you my favorite person now. You know what I'm saying? Like, as a homie, you know, but you one of them guys, man. That's why I was, you know, because we were talking about it, and that, you know, I can't wait for the album to come out. You know, I'm downloading that ASAP.
ASAP.
Everything he put out, ASAP, bro. I've been listening to Made You Look Remix with Jada and Luda. Jada and Luda, yeah. I always listen to that. So that shit charged me. I listen to that shit before the games. Back in the day, I listen to it now before a business meeting. Yeah, that's my guy, man.
So bro, let me tell you a wild story about like that Nas shit. I was in New York City, right, uh-huh. with the family, just shopping, hanging out. And when that Made You Look remix came out, bro, like I would never forget, like with Jada Kiss verse, like Jada Kiss's verse in that song, man.
Kiss came on some pause, like it came, bro. It started the whole song, like that was different. Like I said, and Kiss is the homie too. Shout out to Kiss. I said, bro, how you started that song? I said, bro, that's like it's a classic. You know what I'm saying? He was like, and then he did the verses when they had the shit against Dipset. He was like, I was in my bathroom. You know, I Kiss. I was in my bathroom with my shirt off when I wrote this verse. You know what I'm saying? Kiss said it.
Yo, speaking of Made You Look, y'all, we live on AMP. Smash that like button before we go. Make sure y'all follow the show if you haven't followed the Some Dude Show. The Some Dude Show, Some Dude After Dark. Hey, Mo, we going to take him out with that Made You Look then, bro. We're going to take him out with that.
When I kick in the door with D-Block, Bravehearts, and the Double R.
Don't let me get the machine off.
This is methadone music that you can lean off. Made you look. Come on, man.
I need it from the top. This is history, baby. Commissioner Steve Stout. Lenny. Ha! Godson, what up? D-Block, what up? Bravehearts, what up? Yeah. Yo, ain't nothing but trouble, God. When I kick in the door with D-Block, Bravehearts, and the Double R, don't make me let the machine off. This is methadone music that you can lean off. Made You Look, the remix with me up on it. I copped your shit, now I break weed up on it. And everything is real, I see. Like my niggas that been home, but they only got a jail ID. I helped the game, it ain't helped me. I'm top five, dead or alive, and that's just off one LP. And I still buzz, they feel cause they know the flow's ill, just like Will was. I'm just trying to make sure that my son's wealthy. Out of shape, but I make sure that my gun's healthy. I'm an ape, you can't stand Kiss. Coming through the hood in the Aston Vanquish, the color of dandruff. Instead we jumped them, I just let the gun snuff them. Cop Peter Turbo soon as they uncuff them. This goes out to all of your mans. Why put you in a verse when I could put you in a car in a van? D-Block.
They shoot.
Why put you in a verse when I could put you in a car in a van? Oh my God.
I made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters, where them dimes at? They shooting. I made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Yeah. Getting big we money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters at? Where them dimes at?
I'm from the school of hard knocks, sneak peeks, and low blows. Where X's mark spots and kitchens mark O's. Where love's gon' get ya and hate is gon' snitch ya. And finger squeeze triggers like boa constrictors. It's the Mr. Luda, Jada, and Nas. And our bullets give you a deep tissue massage. So hear the song and dance while I make these ends. You never stood half a chance like Siamese twins. They shooting. Look in the barrel. Then he made the front page of the Miami Herald. A Shy Tribune. Nozzles with solid doom. We in that A-Town Journal as violent goons. You should print my information. Yeah. Quote my rhyme and keep me in between these New York and L.A. times. I'm just a victim of society. It's Chris the Menace. With most shit out on the streets than evicted tenants. Go!
They shooting. Oh, I made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters, where them dimes at? They shooting. Oh, I made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters at? Where them dimes at? Jungle, Wiz, Nation. We got them scared. Look, we got them scared. They running. Yo, I grasped.
the ratchet, the blinky, the biscuit, the burner, the heat, the toaster, the twister, you meet in your owner, the banger, the hammer, the flamers, I aim at the cannons, I can you manhandle you, you'll be famous, I cancel you, and cut, that's the end of your movie, pretending you acting like you and your men to come shoot me, my tennis shoes Gucci, old school, pea soup green, Jean Lee suit on Viva Clico champagne, Friday the 13th, my CD drop, I rhyme the more bass than Easy Rock, I'm Jason, call a PD, watch them Bravehearts, Jungle and Wiz and Nation, ill wear roster late, never veiling his face on TV or pictures, and we be them niggas, sorry that I made you wait long, glad them fixed on, we shooting, squeezing them triggers with Luda beside me, me and Kiss get loonies of weed, sit the style speed, tell him hold his head, Godson got him, we made y'all look, from San Quentin to Rikers Island to Green, sing, sing, plus Mary.